The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Factoids on the Fly, a fascinating and fun-filled feast of fascinating facts, delicious data, and sumptuous statistics, all served up in 1 to 15-minute bite-sized morsels, sure to satisfy even the most famished of Factoid fans. I'm your host, Factoid Fred. Putting a price on human life may seem callous, but for safety analysts, it's simply necessary. They judge whether a certain safety regulation would be cost-effective by comparing how much it would cost to implement with how many dollars' worth of human lives it's likely to save. You can't simply say that every life is infinitely valuable, says John Mueller, a political scientist at Ohio State University whose work focuses on national security and risk analysis. That's just not the way the world operates, he says. So in this monetized world we live in, what's the going rate? At least in the United States, the value of a statistical life turns out to be around $5 million. Mueller told Life's Little Mysteries that if a safety code will cost more than $5 million for every person it will save, regulators' eyes start to glaze over. They say that it's too expensive. As an example, consider a hypothetical trailer park located at sea level on the Gulf Coast. Emergency management officials will analyze whether or not to build hurricane shelters for the people in the park. To do this, they figure out how many hurricanes would have to hit the park to justify the cost of building the shelter. They considered the frequency of hurricanes that hit, the number of people who live nearby, worth around $5 million each, and the cost of building and maintaining the shelter for the period of time from one hurricane to the next. If the money, that is, people, saved is greater than the money spent, you build the shelter. The U.S. government can't afford to build hurricane shelters everywhere, so if $5 million seems low to you, it's worth noting that safety analysts value lives more than most private companies. If faulty vehicle manufacture leads to someone dying in a car crash, for example, you can look how much will be paid to the family that usually will be far less than $5 million. Likewise, when a soldier is killed in Iraq, the government pays the family $600,000. If you strongly object to this whole concept and think that every life is priceless, you might consider this. Around 30,000 people die in car accidents in the United States each year. Close to zero would die if the government reduced the speed limit to 13 miles per hour. But do you want that to happen? Probably not. Then you're basically saying that driving faster than 13 miles an hour is worth tens of thousands of lives, Mueller said. This is your host, Factoid Fred, reminding you that as Mark Twain said of Rudyard Kipling, "Between us, we cover all knowledge. He knows all that can be known, and I know the rest." Got a favorite factoid, bit of history, science, or trivia? Then send it to us with your name and your hometown at theflypod.com. If we use your submission, you'll receive mention on our next podcast, not to mention the admiration and envy of our listeners from across our RSS feeds throughout the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands.